I was wondering why these clowns are fucking waving at the screen. I'm giving away three fucking answers here, aren't I?
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the quiz. Drum roll. It's a last man standing theme. And I've got three patrons and one correspondent who decided that his team isn't going to turn up for a football match on Tuesday evening at the Emirates. Let me introduce them to you first. And I'll start with said correspondent, Gary Mantle. How are you, Gary?
Wonderful. Thanks, mate. I'm unfortunately still going to turn up for this match tomorrow night, even if half of our squad isn't.
Are you a lot taking the piss? I mean, I literally accuse Chelsea all the time of not turning up to play Arsenal. Now it looks like you're physically not going to take your best players.
That's right. I don't know what else we can do about it, to be honest.
Okay, to be discussed in further detail on Thursday's clash of the correspondents, let me introduce you to Andy Cairns. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, good. Thanks, James.
Good stuff, Andy. For those who don't know you, tell the patrons something about yourself.
Yeah, been living in Washington, D.C. for the last year, over here with work, mine and my wife's work. I'm a sort of a lapsed Scunthorpe United fan. So in 2035, I'm looking forward to being the Planet FPL correspondent for those when they eventually get to the Premier League.
Get in now.
yeah, been a patron since... about 2 or 3 years now, so sort of picked up the show in lockdown from a few years ago. So
good stuff. Thank you, my friend. James Morrison, people might remember from a podcast on Hibernian. How are you, James?
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah.
Tell the guys a bit about you for those who might not listen to that pod, mate.
So I support Hibs from Scotland. Moved down to Cornwall about 10, 15 years ago, and yeah, got into FPL during lockdown. And started subscribing to yourself not long after that.
Good stuff. And Victor Sundell is back. He was quizzing me last week, and now I'm quizzing him. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm all good. All good. Yeah, happy to be back.
Good stuff.
Looking ready for my revenge here, or for your revenge, Rob.
Oh, well, you're going to get it, mate. I'm fairly certain of that, actually. Because this is going to be a challenge. This is unlike any quiz we've done previously. There are 12 questions. And this isn't going to be the sort of one, guys, where you need a pen and paper and you're going to write it down, because it isn't. This is probably more play along for a little bit of fun for yourselves. You might be able to outscore it, but the answers are probably going to come quick and fast. So good luck trying to mark yourselves. I hope more that you'll just enjoy this. So there's 12 questions, and the majority of the questions have circa 20 to 30 answers. I'll give a question. So, for example, we could do a little tester here. So I'll do this alphabetically. I'll say, Andy, name me a player who scored in the Premier League at the weekend.
Pass.
Gary.
Well, I haven't watched anything since we lost our semi-final.
Jesus Christ, it's true. You can't name one player scored in the Premier League at the fucking weekend.
This is going to go well. Want me to. Eze did. Eze did.
Okay. James?
Mateta.
Victor?
Solanke.
There you go. Great. So Andy's out because he couldn't name an answer. Perfect example, Andy. Really well done. So the guys are going to get 1 point for every correct answer. If they pass or they give an incorrect answer, they're going to be out for the remainder of the question. If a repeat answer is given, we've all agreed that we're just going to let people have another go. Everyone happy to start? We will change the order of who goes first on each question and rotate it. I'm going to do this alphabetically on first names to start with. So Andy, you'll be first to answer on question one. Question one has 26 correct answers. What I'm looking for is players who have won a Premier League Golden Boot. This does include players who have shared top goal scorer in a Premier League season. So 26 different players to have won a Premier League Golden Boot. Andy, kick us off.
Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland is correct. Gary.
I'm going to go with Gary Robinson's favourite player. Didier Drogba.
I really thought you were actually saying Gary Robinson. I was going to say incorrect. Didier Drogba is, of course, Correct. James.
Andy Cole.
Andy Cole or Andrew Cole is correct. Victor.
Mohamed Salah.
Mohamed Salah is correct. Andy.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney is incorrect. Gary.
Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer is correct. James.
Torres.
Incorrect. I presume you meant Fernandez, yeah. Fernando, and not he of Aston Villa centre back. That would be a bit weird. Incorrect. Victor?
No one said Harry Kane, did they?
Don't think so. He's one of our own. It's correct, obviously. Gary?
The other obvious one, Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry. Victor?
I'm going to say Jamie Vardy.
Jamie Vardy is correct. Garrett?
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Correct. Victor?
I think Heung-min Son tied 1 year.
Heung-min Son is correct. Garrett?
I've been keeping back the Chelsea ones, but there's a couple others I'm not sure about. So, Nicolas Anelka.
Nicolas Anelka is correct. Victor.
Sergio Aguero.
Sergio Aguero is correct. Only one, surprisingly. Gary?
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank is correct. Andy and James are thinking they should go home at this point. Victor?
Suarez?
Luis Suarez is correct. Gary?
No, I don't know if we said him. I don't think we did. Michael Owen.
Michael Owen is good with me. I'm pretty sure that's not been said. Victor?
Aubameyang did it 1 year, I think.
Aubameyang is correct, mate. Gary?
Our minds have gone in different directions here, haven't they? Dwight York.
Dwight York, it's up to you, is correct. Victor.
I don't think I've got anyone.
You're throwing in the towel.
I'm going to throw out a name. Did we say Robin Van Persie?
No, I don't think so.
I'll say that.
It's correct. Gary?
I'm struggling here a bit. Did he? I think he did. And you've mentioned his name at some point. Teddy Sheringham.
Correct. First winner, 92, 93.
Yeah, that's well.
Victor.
No, I'm gonna pass here.
He's out. Gary, you have the opportunity to continue.
I really don't have much more, to be honest.
He's stalling.
I'd go with Les Ferdinand.
No.
There you go.
Incorrect. Nine. Good effort, mate. So nine for you, Gary. Eight for you, Victor. One each for James and Andy. Got some chasing to do. Andy's looking absolutely thrilled that he's got one. For the record, players that you didn't mention, I think, Dimitar Berbatov, Dion Dublin, Sadio Mane, I don't think was mentioned, Kevin Phillips, some guy you've never heard of called Cristiano Ronaldo. Did Salah get said or not?
Yeah, he was one of the early ones.
Chris Sutton, Gary, remember him with fondness, surely.
Well, that wasn't at Chelsea, obviously.
Carlos Tevez. I think those are the ones you're missing. I mean, between you, you got 19 of the 26. So, good effort. Right. Okay. We'll move on to question two. So, there are 27 correct answers on this one. Gary, you will go first. I have to go. I've got full Mark Clattenburg there. You'll go on my first whistle. What I'm looking for is managers who have been in charge of more than 150 Premier League games at an individual club. So it's not necessarily that they've managed 150 games. They must have done that for one particular club. And it could be that they've done it for multiple. It might be that they've managed one club for 160 games, one for 170. So they must have managed 150 Premier League clubs for at least games for at least one club. There are 27 managers to do it. Gary, you
Just
can go.
a quick question. Does
Yeah.
that have to be like a continued spell, or can it be over multiple?
It could be over two spells, yeah. As long as it's with the same club, yeah, that's fine. I don't know if that happened or not. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it could be 75 and 75. As long as it's with the same club, that's fine. Gary, you go first, mate.
Well, as long as my math is correct, I'll start with one where that did happen. Jose
It's an interesting place to start. Jose Mourinho is correct. James.
Yeah, Alex Ferguson.
Fairly straightforward. Sir Alex Ferguson is correct. Victor.
Well, the other obvious one is Arsene Wenger.
Obviously correct. Andy.
Sean Dyche.
Sean Dyche is correct at Burnley, of course. Gary.
Jürgen Klopp.
Jürgen Klopp is, of course, correct. James.
Moyes, Everton.
David Moyes, yes, absolutely. Victor.
This shouldn't be that difficult.
No, it shouldn't really.
I'll say Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp, correct. Think West Ham and Portsmouth, I think, actually. Andy.
Guardiola.
Pep Guardiola, of course. Yeah. Gary.
I hope they were up long enough. Furbishly.
Alan Kerbishley by a long way, mate. Yeah. James.
Joe Kinnear at Wimbledon.
Joe Kinnear. Yeah. Rest in peace, Joe. Victor.
I'll say Hasan Hüttl.
Ralf Hasenhüttl is in by the skin of his teeth and correct, mate. I think
I
he
knew
is
that.
actually 150, I think.
Yeah, I knew that, obviously.
Yeah, of course you did, mate. Andy.
Gerard Houllier.
Gerard Houllier is incorrect, unfortunately. Gary.
Hasenhüttl's in, then surely Sam Allardyce at Bolton is in.
Sam Allardyce is in. James.
Benitez at Liverpool.
No. Victor.
I'll say Roy Hodgson.
Correct at Crystal Palace. Gary.
I'm struggling here, to be honest.
It's part of the fun for me, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say,
I'm
James,
just thinking.
wanting to check back on Benitez now. That doesn't feel right, that he's not.
Was from about 2004 onwards, wasn't he? So, trying to
That's
think of
got to
when
be
he went.
right, Benitez, isn't it? When did he take over? 2004.
Well, he won the
That's
Champions League that year.
2005. I know when he left, it was 2010.
He was still there in 2009. Yeah, because he was there when they nearly won the league in 9. Yeah,
He's
so
got to
that's.
be right. He has to be. I've not got him on the list. He has to be right. I'm gonna let you have that, James. Just on logic, he has to be. 6 years. 630s is 180. It's got to be right. Victor, I think you got some more thinking time now.
Oh, it's me again, yeah?
Oh no, it's not, is it? It's Gary, isn't it? So it's you. Gary's struggling. I'll give you a breather there, Gary. See how nice I was.
I know, and all you did was distract me for it with your talk
Sorry.
of. I don't think this is right. I was thinking of Sir Bobby Robson at Newcastle.
It's good. It's right. James.
Might do a risky one. Kevin Keegan at Newcastle.
No. Unfortunately not. And that one would make more sense. He walked out, what, January 96. He got the 3 years worth, and then I don't think he did another 12 months, did he? So just under, I think.
Yeah, could be.
Victor?
Alan Pardew?
Alan Pardew, incorrect. Gary?
I think I'm struggling here. I'm gonna have to just come out with a guess of someone. I don't know. I've gone blank now. No, I don't know.
Nah.
I'm done. No, I've
All
got
right,
nothing to
he's
say.
done. So Andy, two there for you, five for Gary, four for James, four for Victor. That means Andy's on three, Gary's on 14, James is on five, Victor's on 12. Answers you didn't get. Steve Bruce, Chris Coleman, Eddie Howe, Roberto Martinez, Steve McClaren, Martin O'Neill, Gary, the manager of your football club.
Current manager of my foot. Oh, I suppose he would have done it. You wouldn't he?
Maurizio Pochettino, Tony Pulis, Peter Reid, Brendan Rodgers, Jim Smith, and Gordon Strachan. Believe it or not. Right, question three. James, you'll be the first to go on this one. And you're going to love this because it's not in any way about Scotland.
Okay.
It is, of course, about England. England, of course, have a great history in penalty shootouts of largely fucking losing them, as you well know. There are 20 players who have scored for England in a World Cup or European Championship penalty shootout. Scored, not missed, scored. Doesn't mean they haven't missed in another tournament. Off you go, James. This doesn't include Nations League or any crap like that. World Cup or European Championship, major tournament, penalty shootout scorers.
Stuart Pearce.
Stuart Pearce is correct. Victor.
This could be horrible. I'll say Harry Kane.
Correct. Of course, Harry Kane. Andy.
Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer is correct. Gary.
As you know, I like to start with weird ones. Harry Maguire.
Good lad. Harry Maguire's belter against Italy, of course. Japes.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen, correct, against Argentina, 98. Victor.
No. All I can think of is the last Euros. Who scored in that shootout?
Well, there weren't fucking many, mate.
I know, missed, right?
It's always easier to remember who missed than who scored, isn't it?
I'll say Luke Shaw, but that is so random.
Luke Shaw is incorrect. Andy, we'll come to you, mate.
Teddy Sheringham.
Teddy Sheringham, correct. You're a 96. Gary.
I'm already struggling, to be honest. Because, well, just as you said, remember the ones that missed. This is a stupid guess, but I have a feeling that he did score. I think Ashley Cole scored because I think he's also missed, but I think he's also scored.
He did score a penalty for England in a shootout. Correct. James.
Lineker and Knighty.
Yes, Gary Lineker. Andy.
David Platt.
David Platt. Yes. Gary.
God. Assuming he would have been on the pitch at one of them, Beckham.
No. Missed against Portugal. Remember the divot on the pitch? Obviously,
Yeah, is
remember
that
the
the only
miss.
one he would have taken then?
Yeah.
Because obviously, he wasn't there in 98.
I presume he might have been number five a couple of years later when it didn't matter.
See, that's,
James.
I thought he must have taken one in that, but
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
fair
not
enough.
terrible theory, mate. James.
Struggling a bit now because I'm now thinking of the ones that missed. Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard is correct. Andy.
Paul Scholes.
Paul Scholes is a no. James.
You must have something on the pitch. Anderson?
No. No. Three for Andy, taking him to six. Two for Gary to 16. Four for James to nine. One for Victor to 13. Players you missed. Peter Beardsley also scored in Italia 90. Who scored the winning penalty against Colombia? Any guesses? You know, we don't
Oh,
actually remember
Eric
we
Dyer,
don't
wasn't it?
Eric Dyer, we don't actually remember the good ones, do we? Paul Gascoigne scored against Spain and Germany at Euro 96.
Oh, he did that kind of strut, didn't he? He did
That's
the self
right,
had the celebration. Yeah.
yeah. Owen Hargreaves was England's sole scorer against Portugal in 2006. Gary, Frank Lampard is a correct answer here.
Is because I think he's also an incorrect answer. Maybe he's not. I thought he missed one
He
of them
is
in.
also missed in
Yeah,
2006. Yeah.
that's it.
One that's very much forgotten is Paul Merson, 98 against Argentina.
I do know actually because he told a story about that because he said that the Argentinian keeper was like trying to psych him out like mentally and he goes, I'm already nuts. Like, why are you trying to mess with me? Try it with someone that's actually like got a brain.
Also, well done. Well, also well done for remembering now, mate. That's absolutely brilliant. Marcus
Thank you.
Rashford is a correct answer against Colombia 2018. Someone surely said Shearer, they must have, and Sheringham. John Terry is also a correct answer, Gary. Scored against Portugal in 04.
2012. Okay.
So Petrini, I don't think any of you has got the other than Harry Kane, didn't get the correct answers against Colombia because Kieran Trippier also scored a penalty in that shootout. Good stuff, gents. Right. Moving on to question four. Victor, you'll go first on this one, mate. What I'm looking for this one, there's 24 correct answers, are clubs who have been promoted to the Premier League via a playoff final. There's obviously some clubs here who have done it more than once. There are 24 different clubs who have won a championship, or as was previously called, a first division playoff final to be promoted to the Premier League. So, for clarification, that does include the 1992 second tier playoff final. Victor, you can go first.
Luton Town.
Luton Town, last to do it, obviously, is correct. Andy.
Sunderland.
Sunderland is no. Lost to Charlton very famously in that 4-4 draw. And also to Swindon.
So now we're going to have to take out that answer.
Oh, you can't have Charlton, can you? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, it's that's just or should I just give Andy Charlton? All right. So Charlton's a wrong fucking answer. I was wondering why these clowns are fucking waving at the screen. I'm giving away free fucking answers here, aren't I? All right, you can't have Charlton. Sorry, guys. Was you going to say Charlton? No, you weren't going to say fucking Charlton, were you? No, fuck it.
I was when Dandy said Sunderland because yeah, I remember
I'm not used to sitting here and explaining why an answer's fucking incorrect and fucking up other answers. Sorry, guys. Andy, sorry, Sunderland is an incorrect answer. God, that's fucking dull, isn't it? Right, Gary, go on. Don't say Charlton.
I went Aston Villa.
Aston Villa is correct. Yes, mate. James.
West Ham.
West Ham is correct. Victor.
Huddersfield.
Huddersfield is correct. Gary.
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, correct. James.
Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, correct. Victor.
I think Watford.
Correct. More than once, actually, Matt. Gary.
Yeah, now I'm struggling to remember specific ones now. If we had Leicester.
No, I don't think we have. Yes, it is correct. James.
Struggling now. Bolton.
Bolton Wanderers is good. Victor.
I'll say Norwich because they've been up and down so much.
Correct. Gary.
This is also sort of my theory. Derby.
Correct. James.
Middlesbrough.
No. I tell you they lost 2-1, but I can't.
Yeah.
Victor.
I'll say Bournemouth, but that's wrong. I'll say that.
No. Gary.
I'm struggling to remember any playoff finals. Did we Fulham?
He's correct. Go on, go again.
The thing is, you did mention another one, so now you
Stop
can't give me
fucking
a point
stalling.
for
You've
it.
won the question.
All right, but all right, fine. I won't tell you that earlier on when you were explaining who Sunderland lost to, you also mentioned Swindon. So don't give me a
No,
point for
you
them.
can't have that either. I have another one.
No, see, I was just being honest.
No, I'm not letting you have that. You're winning anyway.
I know. And I was also stalling while I did it, trying to remember of other teams
I didn't think I got
that
that
might have
far
come
when I
up.
was talking, but cheers.
Yeah, I don't know. Ipswich.
Correct.
Now I've got to go again. All right. Who else might have done a guess? Southampton?
No, I don't think Southampton have been in the Championship playoff final. I don't think, from memory. I don't think so.
I don't know, to be honest. I was just thinking of teams that have been promoted at some point.
Some missing ones, I think, that you missed. Birmingham City, Blackburn Rovers would have won, that obviously got promoted to the Premier League and then brought Shearer. Blackpool, quite recently Brentford, Burnley, Hull,
Oh, Dean Windass.
yeah, Norwich with a team that beat Middlesbrough.
I said Norwich, though.
I was going to say Norwich have been said.
Okay, fine. Don't matter now, does it? Queen's Park Rangers, Bobby Zamora, late on, you
Oh, against
might
Derby.
remember.
Oh, that was for QPR, was it? Because he played for
Yeah.
so many clubs, I thought that was for somebody else.
It's the only one he never
Right.
fucking scored for was Spurs. He's got one goal for Spurs. A bonus question, who was that against? Such is fucking insane. Swansea City, and no one said Wolves. Who beat Sheffield United
2000s.
2003, I think. Okay. So none for Andy there. Gary's got another five up to 22. James, you're up to 12. Victor, you're up to 17. Andy, you're going to make this all back with like 30 in a row in like question 12, mate. Question five is quite current. Actually, it's just about this season. So it should be quite straightforward. And I will timestamp this. What's the date today, guys?
22nd.
22nd of April.
Because I'm sure by the time tomorrow night's finished at the Emirates, this probably won't have changed. There were 23 players who have scored against Arsenal in the Premier League this season, excluding own goals. I'm looking for players who have scored against Arsenal in the Premier League this season. Andy, you will go on my first whistle. Andy's like, fuck that.
Jesus, that's
It's where he pretended giving answers, but he's muted
It's good
just to
that, isn't
stall
it?
for time.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
no, that's me thinking.
Players to score against Arsenal in the Premier League this season.
Mo Salah.
Correct. Gary.
I can't imagine he's ever going to come up as an answer again. Mudrick.
Wanker you are, honestly. You went straight for your own team. Honestly, what is that all about, mate? I'm tempted to give the other answer away so you don't say it. James.
Watkins scored the second goal last week, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. Victor.
I'm pretty sure Cole Palmer scored.
Good lad. So Gary can't say it. Well done, mate. Yes. Andy.
Leon Bailey.
Correct. Gary.
No, I can't remember who actually scored the goal in the end. I think it's Anthony Gordon.
Correct. Having some jam here, aren't you? James.
I'm going to stick with Villa. I think John McGinn scored the goal at Villa Park.
Yes, you're spot on, mate. Well done. Victor.
Heung-min Son scored, didn't he?
Yes, got both at the Emirates. Andy.
Struggling now again. I'm going to go for Adingra.
No. Gary, I went to explain that.
I don't know that he's definitely scored. Bowen.
No. James.
Struggling. I'm going to try a Fulham player because they beat them, I think. Ooh. Willian?
No. Might have helped Victor a bit there as well, maybe. Go on, Victor.
I thought both Bowen and William were great answers. I could have said that. I think Paquetá for West Ham.
Lucas Paquetá is incorrect. You've all scored 2 each.
I was trying to think which Luton players scored against them. I was like, did Ross Barkley score?
The 4-3.
Yeah, there's like teams that have actually scored a few goals against them.
So the Luton answers were Gabriel Osho, Elijah Adebayo, and Ross Barkley. You also could have had Taiwo Awoniyi scored against Arsenal home and away. Josh Brownhill, Matthias Cunha scored at the Emirates earlier this season. Fulham players you were looking for. Bobby Decordova-Reed, Raul Jimenez, João Paulinho, and Andreas Pereira. You also could have had West Ham's Kostantinos Mavropanos and Thomas Souček. Who else are you missing? Marcus Rashford scored at the Emirates in game week 4. Joe Willock scored late on for Newcastle at the Emirates. And the other one that you're missing is Joran Visser. You might remember closed down Aaron Ramsdale's attempted clearance. I think that was last month, I think. Right. So no one's gained on that one. Question 6. There are 22 different teams who have finished bottom of the Premier League. This is obviously 92-93 till now. 22 different teams have finished bottom of the Premier League at the end of a season. Gary, you are first.
Swindon.
Swindon is correct. James.
Derby County.
Derby County is correct. Victor.
Southampton last year.
Southampton is correct. Andy.
Sunderland.
Sunderland is correct. Gary.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth is correct. James.
Sheffield United.
Also correct. Victor.
Norwich.
Correct. Andy.
Charlton.
No. Gary.
I might be wrong here. Huddersfield.
Correct. James.
Leicester.
Correct. Victor.
No. QPR.
Correct. Gary.
I'm really struggling already. I can't remember who we've had. Have we had Norwich?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I
I
think
thought
so,
we
yeah.
had. I thought we had. Bolton?
Correct. James.
Nottingham Forest.
Correct. Victor.
Say Watford.
Correct. Gary.
Sheffield Wednesday.
No. James.
Struggling. Reading.
No. Victor for the win.
Was a Stoke.
No. It's good that. That's another one for Andy. Five each for the rest of you. So scores at the halfway point are Gary's on 29, Victor 24, James 19. Andy is saving it up for question 12. He's on 9 at the moment. Question 7 will be coming to you first, James. There are 25 goalkeepers who have made 250 or more Premier League appearances. Obviously, multiple clubs doesn't matter, just appearances in the Premier League. So it's 25 goalkeepers who have made 250 or more Premier League appearances. James, over to you to go first.
David James.
Very good. Victor.
Better check.
Petr Cech is correct. Andy.
Fettuccine.
Carlo Cudicini is a no, unfortunately. I've not just hidden your answers, Andy, I swear, because you give loads of answers. I've gone, they're good. No, it's not there, unfortunately. Gary.
Peter Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel is correct. James.
Mark Schwarzer.
Correct. Victor.
Hugo Lloris.
Correct. Gary.
David Seaman.
Correct. James.
Ben Foster.
Yes, correct. Victor.
This might not have reached, but I'll say Jordan Pickford.
Correct. Gary.
Brad Friedel.
Correct. James.
Paul Robinson.
Correct. Victor.
De Gea.
You're good. Comfortably, actually. Gary.
Yeah. Now I'm already struggling. Joe Hart.
Correct. James.
Van der Sar.
Yes, is good. Victor.
Fabianski.
Correct. Gary.
Paul Robinson.
It's been said.
That's it. Pepe Reina.
Yes, is good. James.
Jaskalainen.
Yes, comfortably. Victor.
Albus Michael.
Correct. Gary.
No, I'm in trouble now. Yeah. Am I gonna guess? I don't know. I can't think.
Proper blagger, mate. How you like not like this on dates, I swear, mate.
Luckily, it's been quite a while since I've had to know. And it's even longer ago that a date asked me about Premier League goalkeepers with over 250 appearances.
That'd be your kind of date, though, wouldn't
Shay
it?
Given. It would.
Shay Given is correct. Proper, I let you blag on time now. James.
Yeah. Ian Walker.
Correct. Brilliant answer. Victor.
Curio Gomez is not right.
It's not, unfortunately. I mean, there's not many left here, guys. But six left. Gary.
Yeah, I was trying to think if we would have had any others, but I don't think we would have done.
Stop talking and give me an answer. Jesus Christ, this guy.
It's because you think of one and then somebody else says it, don't they? That's that. I think I might be out, to be honest. No, I'm blank. Mel.
James.
Yeah, I've got a couple of names that might be right.
Go.
Tim Howard.
Tim Howard is good. Go on.
Nigel Martin.
It's also good.
I'm toiling. That's probably not right. Robert Green.
Correct.
Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell, mate. That's quite impressive.
I think it helps you did that quiz a few weeks ago. I'm done now.
There's only three left, I think. Be harder for me to find.
Chesney. Now, Chesney. I'll try that. That's probably.
Chesney is incorrect. It'd be harder for me to find the ones you didn't say. Don't think anyone said Asmir Begovic.
Yeah.
Thomas Sorensen wasn't said.
Right.
David
Do you know
Seaman
what? He came
said,
up
didn't
in
he?
my head, and I was like, no, there's no way Thomas
Yeah,
Sorensen.
Thomas Sorensen.
Sunderland plus Stoke. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know
Well,
which other
I
ones
know
you're
I didn't
missing.
say
I'm
that.
going to read these all out. Begovic, Cech, De Gea, Fabianski, Flowers, Foster, Friedel,
Flowers.
Given.
Flowers we missed.
That James said Tim Flowers, didn't he? Nah,
Definitely.
Tim Flowers. That's the other one. Very good. 10 there, James. Nicely done, mate.
Yeah, I think
Cool.
you did that quiz where you had the ones that had played more than a certain number for one club a few weeks ago. I think that helped.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah,
obviously it's a slightly different question because it's like total rather than one
I think
club
Yaskalainen's the most of the keepers, I think, I want to say. Is that
for a
right?
single
I've got
club.
that in my head from something.
Yeah, I went to his testimonial game.
All right, question eight.
I thought Friedel was the most, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think just for one club, Gary, as
Oh,
in
sorry, for one club,
like
right? Yeah,
most
fair
appearances
enough.
for an individual club, I think, because
Yeah.
it's like 400 and something for Bolton, I think, or something.
And his son
Question.
now plays for Woking, if you're in goal, if you
Thanks
want
for
to know.
that. Cheers.
And last year, Dennis Bergkamp's son scored against him, just so we can all feel really fucking old.
Quite tempted to just call it quits here and now after that, to be honest. Thanks, mate. Question eight only has 16 correct answers. What I'm looking for is teams who have beaten a Spanish team in a champion, sorry, teams who have been beaten by a Spanish team in a Champions League or Europa League final in the 21st century. So there are 16 teams that have been beaten by a Spanish team in a Champions League or Europa League final this century. For clarity, Europa League does obviously include UEFA Cup finals played in the 2000s. Victor, you'll be going first. Give us a team beaten.
Sorry, can I just clarify a point about that?
Go on, James, yeah.
Does that include game finals between Spanish teams?
Teams beaten by Spanish teams.
Right, okay.
I was going to say this team no matter what, so I'll say Atletico Madrid.
Atletico Madrid, I think we've got it. He's correct. Andy?
I've got no idea. Let's go for Barcelona.
No. Unfortunately not. I've won a few, though. Gary?
I'm going to go for a really topical one. Bayer Leverkusen. Mm-hmm.
Bayer Leverkusen, yes. James?
Liverpool.
Yes. Victor?
Man United lost to Villarreal. Not that long ago.
Yes. Gary?
Juventus.
Yes. James?
Fulham.
Yes. Victor.
Roma.
Yes. Fuck Jozo. Gary.
I'm already struggling now. Hang on. I'm doing my stalling again, aren't I? I don't know, to be honest. I'll just have to guess someone at random. Bayern Munich.
But no.
I don't think it's right. It's not.
James.
Arsenal.
Yes. Victor. Just had his answer stolen by the look on his face.
No, I actually forgot about that one. I'll say Benfica.
Correct.
Ooh.
James.
Middlesbrough.
Yes. Victor.
I know Dinamo Kiev lost to Europa League final. I'll say that.
No, unfortunately not. James, you may continue.
I've got one more weird one because I think the game was at Hamden. Espanyol?
Correct.
But then I'm out. No, I'm out now.
Done, yeah?
Yeah.
So it was 11 got, so 5 you didn't. So Athletic Bilbao lost to Atletico Madrid. Dnipro, one of after clubs in the world that have lost the final to Seville. Inter Milan are another one, lost to Seville during the COVID games that were played in Cologne. Valencia lost to Real Madrid in Champions League final in Paris in 2000. And I feel like there's one more. Marseille. Did anyone say Marseille?
No. That was
Marseille as well on that list. So another 5 for James. This is tightening him up. So Gary's on 37. James is on 34. Victor's on 34. Andy's holding back for question 12 still. He's on 9. And Andy is going to go first for question 9. There are 25 correct answers in this one. What I'm looking for, this excludes own goals and excludes penalty shootouts. I am looking for players who scored in FA Cup or League Cup finals in Wales at Cardiff's Principality/Millennium Stadium. Finals were played there between 2001 and 2007, but not all of them. So I'm looking for players who scored in FA Cup or League Cup finals in Wales when the games were played there whilst Wembley was being rebuilt. Andy, you can go first on this one, buddy.
I wrote a few out, and on every question so far, I've not read out one of the most obvious ones and gone for a. So I'm going to go for a slightly more obvious one, and then this will be wrong, no doubt. Frank Lampard.
Is he right, Gary?
I don't think he is.
No, I've not got him on my list. I'm questioning it. I'm like, he's there, isn't he? And I'm like, no, he's not.
It's a bit early for him.
Yeah.
No, he played in he played in a couple, but he didn't score.
No, he's not. He's not on the list. I'm clarifying that in my head as well. No, unfortunately, Andy. Gary.
I am going to go for Gary Robinson's favourite striker, Didier Drogba.
You're doing it on purpose now, mate, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah, he's correct, old Drogba. Loved to go against a certain someone. James.
Steven Gerrard?
Steven Gerrard is correct. Victor.
So I'm just going to stall here and say that I was barely born.
That's all right, mate.
Before
you use that as an excuse, remember, the rest of us here are fucking jealous, right? So don't hate on it, yeah? Plus, also, I did this quiz and you decided to turn up late for it, right? So that's your fault.
That was kind of the point. Well, I'll just throw a name out. I'll say Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Correct.
Wow.
Gary.
I'm now going to go the opposite way. Ray Parlour.
It's only... Yeah, okay, yeah. James.
Michael Owen.
Correct. Victor.
The Swedish play just because I can. So, Fredrik Ljungberg.
Correct.
There you go. I feel like I passed you that one a little bit.
Yeah, it felt that way, yeah. Gary.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's bluffing, Gary, or if he's telling the truth. I don't know.
I'm clueless.
Now, if I was a bastard, that's who I'd have gone for first, wouldn't I? Should I go with one of my less obvious ones? Kesman.
Correct. James.
I'm struggling now. I've got a feeling there was a Jamie Carragher own goal.
It was a Steven Gerrard own goal.
I did say. Own goals don't count. Penalty shootouts don't count.
Yeah,
but you are right. By the way, I will clarify that for you. You are absolutely right.
God, who scored in that game? Dean Ashton.
Correct. Victor.
So if Ljungberg scored, then I'll guess Henri.
No.
I'll take that. 2 points to.
Gary.
John Arnarisa.
John Arnarisa. Yes, correct. James.
I think Perez scored for Arsenal in one final.
You are correct. Gary.
Theo Walcott.
Correct. You're going to run out of Chelsea finals soon, you bastard. James.
Not any Hibs finals. I'm totally done. Luis Garcia.
That's not a terrible guess, mate. It is wrong, unfortunately.
Okay.
Gary, any more?
So there's only one other goal in a Chelsea final, which is whoever scored the second goal for Liverpool. And I think it's Nunez, but obviously not Darwin Nunez.
I want a first name.
Antonio?
Go on. That's good, mate. Yeah. I had to check what his first name was. It is Antonio Nunes is a correct answer. Yeah. Yes. Go on.
Well, that's me done for Chelsea finals. And we've said Henri, haven't we? Now starting to go. Oh, I know a good one that I was going to say. Zenden.
Correct.
Oh, no.
And now I'm stuck because I... Oh, fucking... No, I remember him missing a really good chance. I don't think he also scored.
Stop talking.
I'm just showing my working out.
Come on, everyone's waiting on you.
Marlon Harewood. I don't think he scored one, though, but I know he missed a good chance.
Marlon fucking Harewood.
Yes,
yeah,
he
it's
must score a...
correct.
Oh,
is
no.
it correct?
No, it's not. Fuck you, it's not correct.
Did he
No,
just score in a playoff final?
Yeah, maybe against Blackpool at Wembley, I think, though, not in Cardiff. I want to say maybe. No, I'm thinking of Colton Cole. No, he didn't. He didn't actually. Chatting absolute rubbish. Right, correct answers for those who care. Jibril Sissé, Andrew Cole for Blackburn against Tottenham. Kevin Davis was the Bolton scorer when they lost to Middlesbrough. Robbie Fowler scored for Liverpool against Birmingham. Matt Janssen got Blackburn's other goal against Tottenham. Middlesbrough's other scorer against Bolton was Joseph Desiree Job. Paul Konchesky's mishit cross put West Ham in front against Liverpool in the cup final. Darren Purse scored an injury time penalty equaliser for Birmingham against Liverpool in the 2001 League Cup final. This is not the first fucking quiz where you've just ignored Cristiano Ronaldo between years, but really well done. Wayne Rooney is also a correct answer here. And Louis Saha also scored in the same final as those guys. Ruud van Nistelrooy is a correct answer. And so too was Tottenham's Christian Ziga. Scored our equaliser before defeat against Blackburn. We are going international for number 10. Gary, you'll go first on this one. There are 24 countries who have competed in one or two FIFA World Cups. So they've competed in the final stages of a tournament of a FIFA World Cup, but have not done so more than twice. So they've done it either once or twice. There are 24 different nations. Gary, you will go first.
I don't know why this is the first one that's come to my head. Zaire.
I'll let you have it.
They've changed the
Technically,
names, haven't they?
yeah. Technically now, like Democratic Republic of Congo. But yes,
But I
it
think when
was,
they played, they were
they
Zaire.
were. You're absolutely right. It was Zaire in 1974, I think it
That's what I
was.
just said.
The famous, if you've never seen it, the guy who runs out the wall to clear the free kick is all everybody remembers, although James might remember Scotland playing them as well, quite possibly.
And settling for a 2-0 win that
And settling for a
took.
2-0 win after Brazil had got nine against them. Yeah, that sounds about right. Zaire is correct. Yes, James.
Iceland.
Iceland is correct. Victor.
Qatar.
Say that again. So, sorry, mate.
Qatar. So
Qatar. Yeah,
Qatar.
Qatar's correct, of course.
Yeah.
Andy.
Panama.
Panama is correct. Gary.
Angola.
Correct. James.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Correct. Victor.
Honduras.
No. Had a few in the 30s, I think, is why that will come
Wow.
up as wrong, I think. And maybe one in the 80s as well. I mean, it's one recent one in the 80s and one very early on, I think. Andy.
New Zealand.
Correct. Gary.
Yeah, I'm struggling again. North Korea?
Yes, correct. James.
Bosnia.
Correct. Andy.
Jamaica.
Correct. Gary.
Rude. I don't know. I'm going to guess just another Caribbean island, Dominican Republic.
No. Never qualified to anyone's knowledge.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
James.
Togo?
Good answer. Andy.
Serbia.
No. think I've had three. And also with them, I don't know if they've taken over Yugoslavia's record, maybe a little bit as well, possibly. I think that's possibly what that is as well. James?
Bolivia?
No. No, I've got. That feels wrong, but I've got it as a no, so bollocks. Four for James on that one, three for Andy, three for Gary. So that's now got us going into the final two. Andy on 12, Victor on 37, Gary on 47, and James on 42. Answers you missed. Did someone say Angola? I think they did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. China.
Oh, yeah, they were robbers.
C Cuba. East Germany. El Salvador. You were looking for a Caribbean island, Gary. Haiti. Indonesia, Israel, Kuwait, Slovenia, Turkey, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, and Wales.
Oh, that's
Only
just a second. Yeah, right.
two, obviously the very recent one, and quite famously 1950. He says quite famously, as if I was fucking there. Of course, I was not. Right, question 11. Some of you are going to love this. Some of you are going to hate this. There are 23 players who played for Leicester City in the Premier League in their title-winning season. Can be as little as one appearance, but they played for Leicester City in at least one of their 38 Premier League games when they won the title in the 2015 16 season. James, you will go first.
Jamie Vardy.
Jamie Vardy is correct, obviously. Victor.
Kasper Schmeichel.
Correct. Andy.
Kante.
Correct. Gary.
Riyad Mahrez.
Correct. James.
Wes Morgan.
Why did you say it with like? I don't know,
Yes.
actually. I don't know if the captain did play or not. I can't quite remember. Yeah, he's
Non-play
correct, mate.
captain.
Victor.
We'll say his partner then, Robert Huth.
Robert Hoot. Andy.
Drink water.
Danny, drink
Don't drink water.
water. Yes. Gary.
Christian Fuchs.
Fuchs' sake is correct. James.
Is it Danny Simpson?
Correct. Victor.
Shinji Okazaki.
Nice. Yep. Andy.
Ricardo Pereira.
No, unfortunately not. Too early. Gary.
Forgotten the guy's name, so I'm having to think of someone else and do my usual stalling while I do it.
You already said folks once, you can't have it again, mate.
Yeah, don't know how I've let this happen. No.
Blank. James.
Blank.
I've only got one more name. Marco Brighton.
Correct. Victor.
A Belgian right back called Richie de Laet was
Yeah,
before
very
that.
good, mate. James.
No, I'm gone.
Victor. Shows how much we remember of the most famous title winners of all time. Between you, you've got to 12. Well
Know,
done.
we should do better here, surely.
Although it did feel like they played the same fucking team every week, in fairness.
Pretty much named them all. Yeah.
I mean, Cambiasso was the season before.
Cambiasso incorrect. Didn't appear in that season. You're right. The season before.
I'm trying to think of a guy that played for them in like League One, Championship, and the Premiership, and he played a few games that season. He's a legend, but nobody really outside of Leicester thinks that.
He's got hair, ears, nose.
I don't know.
I don't know who that is. Right, let's give you the answers you didn't get. Someone did say Kasper Schmeichel, didn't they?
Yes.
I was sitting here thinking no one said Kasper Schmeichel. Daniel Amati did appear in that team. Johan Benelun, remember him? Nope, me neither. Joseph Dodo, remember him?
He was a
Don't know,
Rangers for a wee bit.
Sad Dodo sounds like shit to me.
He was.
Nathan Dyer was on loan from
Oh.
Swansea. You might remember, got himself right in the celebrations when they lifted the title, didn't he? Damari Gray signed for them in January that year. Gökhan İnler. Andy King. I don't know if that's the name you're
That's him.
thinking of,
That's who I'm
Gary.
thinking of. That's who I'm thinking
Yeah.
of.
He also ended up at Rangers.
Andrej Kramaric. Current Crystal Palace player, if anyone wants a quick guess. Jeffrey Schlupp.
Schlupp. Yeah,
Yeah.
Schlupp.
Marcin Vasilevsky. Centre back. I don't think you said him, but he got a couple of important goals. Leonardo Joa.
Oh, UWL.
How's my pronunciation there, Victor? You nodded, so.
Well, it was. I mean, I'm not the one to say yes or no about his Spanish pronunciation.
All right, fine.
Sounded right to me.
We are into the final question. And Andy, this is still winnable. He's pissing himself laughing. He's at least twice, Andy's turned around to his missus and gone, it's not going well, this.
I've sent
Right,
her out. I've sent her out.
you're unlucky. Go out. Andy's on 14. Victor is on 37. James is on 40. Sorry. Victor's on 41. James is on 46. Gary's on 49. So only a lead of three, Gary. And I can tell you this could evaporate on this one, mate. There are 48 correct answers on this final question. I am looking for clubs managed by 21st century England managers. So these will be clubs managed permanently, doesn't include interims, but can include player managers. And it can be clubs that they managed prior to 2000. So the managers, if you need for reference, Kevin Keegan, Sven-Goran Eriksson, Steve McClaren, Fabio Capello, Roy Hodgson, Sam Allardyce, and Gareth Southgate. All I need is clubs that they've managed between any of them in their career. There were 48 correct answers. Victor, you will go on my first whistle.
I'll say IFK Gothenburg.
I n knew that you were going to go down this route.
This seems like an opening for me, right?
Andy's like, of all the teams we pick them for, it'll become clearer in a little while, I think. Andy.
Manchester United.
No. No. Steve McClaren was assistant, not managed them.
I thought he was.
Assistant. And he's assistant now, isn't he? Never managed them. None of the others have. Says a no, unfortunately. I was lining you up for this big comeback all the way through, Andy, and you're right, let me down at the end there, mate. Gary.
Into Milan.
It's correct. James, you can keep an eye out, Andy, on what's been said and what happened. Big Andy, that. James.
AC Milan.
Correct. Victor.
I think Lazio.
Correct. Gary.
Blackburn Rovers.
Correct. James.
Middlesbrough.
Correct. Victor.
Malmo FF.
No one needed the FF for fuck's sake, mate, but yes, cool. We knew you meant. Gary.
Liverpool.
Correct. James.
Real Madrid.
Correct. Victor.
Should go with. Let's say Everson.
Correct. Gary.
Well, West Bromwich Albion.
Correct. James.
Crystal Palace.
Correct. Wonder where this is going. Victor.
The Halmstad.
Who?
Halmstad.
Correct.
Halmstad, yeah.
Correct. I ain't gonna question you on a Swedish pronunciation, am I? Correct. Gary.
I don't think we said Juventus, did we?
I don't think so. I think Andy's gonna corroborate that and say that's fine. Yep. James.
Sampdoria.
Correct. Victor.
Benfica.
Correct. Gary.
That was who I was going to say.
He's smiling from ear to ear, like, I'm not really.
fucker.
Gonna
No, right.
fucking bottle it at the end, aren't you? You billionaire.
No, because I didn't. I was going to write down all of those fucking names, and then I
Oh,
haven't.
spend another billion.
Sorry, was did Kevin Keegan count as one of the names?
Yeah.
Right, Newcastle.
Correct. James.
Man City.
Correct. Victor.
This is a random one. I think grasshoppers.
Correct. Gary.
Don't think we said Fulham either, did we?
Correct. James.
Bolton.
Correct. Victor.
You say Liverpool?
Yes, that's been said.
Right. I should know that the Swedish just really. I said Degerfors.
Correct.
Yeah.
Andy's like, how do I write that down?
Don't even know what it starts with. What's the what letter
Andy,
does
no one
it
else is going to say it. Don't worry
start
about it. Gary.
I was going to say, did we say Newcastle? But I said Newcastle, didn't
Yeah,
I?
you did, mate. Yeah.
You know. All right. Yeah, I'm struggling already now. It's a team I want to say, and. I'm just gonna have to
Well,
say
fucking say it then.
Bad ending is right.
There's
I'm gonna
no
say
fucking
Linfield.
trophy here, mate.
I'm gonna say
Don't get a
Linfield.
month's subscription or shit all. It's just for fun, mate.
A bad ending is them, but I've said Linfield.
Incorrect. James.
I think I've only got one left. Notts County.
Correct. Victor.
I think I'm out here, really. I know that Sven managed a lot of weird teams in like Indonesia and India and stuff. It's just clubs, right? Not national teams.
Just clubs, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to put pressure on you, but technically this is to tie.
Oh, really?
And
No, I'll.
I don't have a tiebreaker. I really didn't think I was going to fucking need it.
I'll say HJK Helsingfors, but that's wrong.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
James, two more to tie for you. Or the Chelsea Blue Bottle Job claims the trophy.
You can have it.
Capello,
Capello maybe in Italy? I don't know. Have we had Roma?
Andy?
I've not written that down since I... Well, I know it was early on, but I don't think we have. This round.
Gary's, yeah. Even Gary's going no. And Victor's saying no.
Because I think
Roma is correct.
Well.
Yeah, because he won the league with him. Yeah,
it is correct, yeah. Yeah.
I'll just guess an Italian team. Cagliari.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Okay.
Did we say like Leicester?
Oh.
There was another. No one said Leicester.
And Man City.
No, I think I said that.
Man City. I think Man City was said for Keegan reference straight after you said Newcastle, Gary, rather than an Ericsson reference. There was another Italian team that you could have had. It was Udinese.
Right.
So, Gary, you've done it, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to have a speech? You've literally won it by a point. From both the guys. I feel like I got the quiz like nicely balanced when there's three of you was only 1 point behind. Andy was playing in League One or something. But it was a good effort, mate. Do you want to do a speech or do you want me to tell you the answers that you missed?
We'll do that in a sec. I'll say that I'm happy to have won, but I'll always be embarrassed that it was the Scottish man that beat me on the England penalty shootout question by an absolute mark.
That's one of our highlights of major tournaments.
But this was ones that we've scored.
Can I tell you why that is, Gary? And this is genuinely true. It's because in our brains, we remember the things that we didn't like.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't remember the things that went well for England. For James, England scoring penalty, that's a fucking nightmare, isn't it? That's why he remembers it better.
Yeah.
It was painful. Oh, fucking hell. We went out 6 months ago, but...
That bugger Jorginho missing the penalty in the Euro final.
The joy didn't last long, unfortunately, James. Right. The probably best way for me to do this is just read all these. So AC Milan, Benfica, Blackburn, I think was said. I don't think Blackpool was said. Sam managed them. Bolton was said. Roy Hodgson has managed Bristol City. He's also managed Copenhagen, Victor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Crystal Palace is correct. Derby County, you said the Swedish team beginning with Diego and Victor. How'd you say it?
Degerfors.
Yeah, them. Everton. Yeah. Was Fiorentina said?
No, I don't think so.
No.
That's a correct answer as well.
That's what I thought you were going to say at the end with the Italian one.
Fulham, Gothenburg, Grasshoppers. Who said Grasshoppers? What a fucking answer that was. That was you, Victor. You also said there were some strange ones in here, one of which is Guangzhou RNF.
That's China. Yeah.
Halmstad. Inter Milan, Zhangzhou Suning, Juventus, Lazio. Who said Leeds?
I don't think
anybody said Leeds.
Sam managed them for four games at the end of last season.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, he got well paid for it. Yeah.
And he got well paid for it. Yeah, absolutely. Leicester City, none of you said. Gary, you said Lingfield. Limerick is the answer that you wanted.
That's it. This is Sam was over there. This is where he, yeah.
Liverpool, Victor, you did say Malmo, didn't you? Oh, you said Malmo FF, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
For fuck's sake. I mean, that is your team. That would have been weird if you didn't say it. Man City, Middlesbrough. This is a Swiss team, which Victor's going to help me with pronunciation. Nuchtamel Jamax.
Neuchâtel?
Fuck me, James. Cheers, mate. Yeah. Neuchâtel.
Yeah, I think they beat Celtic 1 year in Europe when I was younger.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Was that with the team from Gibraltar?
Yeah. No, this is much longer ago, and I think it was like 5-1 or something ridiculous like that.
Say that name again.
Neuchâtel Xamax.
I mean, it sounds like something you get in a pharmacy, doesn't it? But I appreciate the pronunciation. Cheers, mate. Newcastle. Anyone say Nottingham Forest?
I think so.
McLaren's managed them. But we did say Notts County. James is like, oh no. Got a couple of Swedish ones for you here, Victor. Oddevold.
Oddevold, yep.
And Örebro.
Who managed them?
Sven, I presume.
Well, it could be Hodgson.
Or Hodgson, one or the other. Yeah, one or the other. Örebro, we played in the Intertoto Cup, I'm fairly certain, in the 90s. Anyone say Queen's Park Rangers?
The Pardew years.
The Pardew years, that's correct, yeah. Queen's Park Rangers, anyone say? No. Real Madrid, Roma, Sampdoria, Shanghai, SIPG, Shenzhen, Sunderland. Steve McLaren won an Eredivisie managing...
20?
And he also managed a Bundesliga team called...
Wolfsburg?
Correct. Udinese, as I said, Viking is a correct answer, I think, for Roy Hodgson, Victor. Watford, West Bromwich Albion, and West Ham United. Cheers, guys. I enjoyed that. That was good fun.
I enjoyed that. That was great.
And I feel like Andy enjoyed it the most. What I now know is that 12 questions probably takes a little bit longer than I thought, but it was good fun. I appreciate it. Has anybody got any final words before we finish?
No, I really enjoyed it. Thanks for coming.
I do. Thanks very much for coming, guys. It's been a huge pleasure. Gary, get a fucking result at the Emirates, please. Cue music, please. Man child. Messi,